This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Jonathan Bell. He's from the World Monuments Fund, and he's telling us about their 2022 watch, 25 culturally significant sites that are under threat all around the world. Jonathan, what is your annual budget and how do you get your money?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that's moving every year, but typically our annual budget has been around $12 or $13 million. And we are blessed with a wide array of supporters and donors from the U.S. State Department, so part of the federal government, to individual donors, our own trustees, and also corporate and foundation partners who, you know, will adopt projects and help us form certain programs. So we've been very lucky in all the support there. And of course, we have many individuals who are sending money in once a year, once a month, and, you know, doing their due to help us do what we can do with our partners around the world.
Does the United States government recognize this and help support it with a little money for altruistic reasons or because we think it's a practical investment in stability?
You know, that's a really good question. I can't speak on behalf of the government, but what I would say is I think they see it both ways.
that's my answer, too, for just development aid in general. I mean, you can do it because you want to love your neighbor, but that's a hard sell in a lot of people's minds. So you can say, but it's also an exercise of soft power, or it's also an investment in a stable society so we have less conflict in the future.
Absolutely. And I have to say with our State Department partners, you know, we work with the office at headquarters in D.C., but we also work with staff at each embassy. And they are all really dedicated to local cultures, local heritage, and really want to help any way they can. So we've been very lucky to have that partnership with the State Department around the world, really.